See, economic news today is not particularly great. A lot of job loss. The question is, when is the economy going to start coming back together? And how are we going to get the economy going in the era of COVID if we don't have a vaccine or even the kind of therapeutics that we would need to make sure that people feel safe going back into public? Here's a doctor with an interesting idea. Bill Yates is with us, CEO of Chicago-based Yates Enterprises. You see people having their temperature taken. When they're walking in and out of stores or airports and all that, is that really effective?
Oh, my God. Yes, it's very effective because we know with the COVID virus that as far as symptom goes, the number one symptom you can measure is a fever. The other things you can't measure, like chills, muscle aches, things like that, or when you sneeze, those are all subjective things. Objective measurement is a fever. So if somebody has a fever, along with these other symptoms, most likely you can assume that they probably do have that. So it's good to measure because you rule out a lot of people that may not have it.
But what about this notion that people who are asymptomatic days before are still contagious?
Those are the most dangerous. They're the most dangerous in any disease process because just by definition, they show no signs. So asymptomatic people will not have a fever, just like you said, till about 5 days before they show any signs. So they're walking around what I call as the X factor. And those people, you're not going to pick up with the fever scan at all. You're not going to pick up at all. So what you should do is treat everyone like they have COVID and do what we call universal precautions. You know, wear a mask, sanitize surfaces, social distancing, things like that, you know. So the asymptomatic people, that's the problem. Until we have testing where everybody's tested and tested frequently, that's going to be the problem because you can't see them and they just kind of get in society and cause havoc, not on purpose, but you just can't tell.
So Dr. Yates, your company is manufacturing these thermal detectors. We've seen those in the news. It's like a gun that you point at the head, but there's a wide range of these things that you guys make.
Yeah, I mean, there are different gradations of that. It's using infrared technology where infrared waves come out of the gun and they hit your forehead and then they reflect back into a sensor and read out your temperature. And they're very accurate as well. So this is the same technology we use, but we have them in different varieties as far as more technologically advanced. Like we have one that looks like an iPad that gives facial recognition that, say, an employer could have their employee look in there and it tells their temperature and recognize their face. Then we have a box unit that you just place on the wall, and as you walk by, the beam kind of touches your face. You don't see it because infrared light is invisible, and it goes back to the detector and measures it. And then we have another one that's like a camera, a big infrared camera that can measure like 50 people's temperature at once and figure out who's high, who's low, and they walk through, you know, with social distancing, things like that.
How accurate is the temperature?
It's accurate to 0.5 degrees Fahrenheit either way, up or down, or 0.3 degrees Celsius, whichever one you want to go to. So what that means is that if your temperature, say, for instance, is 100, a reading would be acceptable of 100.5 or 99.5. So they're fairly accurate. All these, the technology is used in the hospital the same way we're using it.
So anything over 99 would basically tell the machine somebody's running a fever.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be up to that person because, you know, as the doctor, or even though I sell these products, I can't tell somebody what they should consider a fever. The CDC considers a fever 100 degrees 0.4 and above. So you kind of have to use, you know, fudge factors. Say at my business, which, you know, we do employ our units, anyone with something that shows up 99 on an infrared scanner gets checked again by the handheld one. If that's 99 or above, then, you know, that person's not allowed to enter.
You've just told me something that has changed my entire life. 100.4 as a fever as opposed to 99? The CDC does?
Yes, yeah.
When did that happen?
I don't know, but I've just looked at all the, I mean, like in medicine, a lot of people always say they have a fever and it's 99. I mean, just routine medical practices, you know, and I used to be an ICU physician. You know, fevers weren't really considered till you hit like 101, you know. The public always felt like 99, this, that, and the other's a fever, but it really isn't. Some people have a baseline temperature of 99. But for sure, for what we're talking about on COVID, it's 100.4. That's what the CDC said.
Okay.
And that's,
all right.
And I believe they measure that with an infrared thermometer, too.
Right. Well, because if I'm at over 99, I can't get out of bed. I run at like 97.6 or 5 or 9 or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. You know? And that's perfectly normal.
Everybody is a hypochondriac. You're wondering, you,
right.
you cough, you sneeze, you have any right. kind of allergy reaction. You immediately think you have it. So
right.
really the issue to make yourself feel better is when you take your temperature, if you're over 100.4, that's a red light for you. But if you're under it, it doesn't mean you don't necessarily have it, but you can feel a little easier about it.
Yeah, you can feel a little easier about it that day. I take it the next day. But, you know, you could also have, there are about a 50 other disease processes that have the same symptoms of fever, chills, and mm-hmm. shortness of breath. You could have those too. But right now, COVID is the most pressing.
So we're talking to Bill Yates. He's a doctor, but he's also CEO of Yates Enterprises. You make these temperature devices that are able to scan multiple people at the same time or individuals at a time to figure out if they actually have a fever. What businesses could use that?
Yeah, I mean, as you've seen on the news, a lot of the food plants have been shut down because of COVID. The first natural extension would be all those plants to prevent any spread and protect the workers at food plants. Restaurants, I think, is another big one. The employees should all be tested, so if you can't control your customers, you can at least control the back of the house, construction sites, banks, anywhere there's a lot of people congregating, and of course, public transportation. I don't think you should be allowed to get on a bus, train, plane without having your temperature checked because you're going to be in close proximity with other people. And it's easily done. There are models where these devices are placed on a bus. You hover your wrist over it and it reads red or green. If it reads red, that day you're not taking the bus. Simple as that.
So as you're getting on the bus, like CTA, let's just make this practical here in Chicago. So as you're mm-hmm. getting on the bus, you'd put your hand over this particular device. It would tell the driver whether you're febrile or not, and then they would have to ask you to leave if you were?
Yes. Yes, it'd be exactly that. It's simple. I mean, it adds another step for the driver because he has to ask you to leave, and yeah. you know how people are. I don't know how that would play out, but that's being done places now in public just to prevent the spread.
Yeah, wow. Can these things be outdoors as well, or they have to be indoors?
It's preferred that they're indoor because they're so sensitive that with rain or humid weather, it can destroy the sensor. So I always tell people it's better to put them inside, especially, you know, where you can control the ambient temperature. They're the most accurate when you're inside. It can be placed outside, but and there are adjustments for that, but I think it's better used inside.
And these units specifically are probably going to be in our lives for a long time, even post-COVID-19, right?
Oh, definitely so. Because, I mean, in China, if you just follow what they were doing, they were checking temperatures long before COVID-19 in the airport. I mean, after the SARS virus broke out several years ago, and even in Africa with Ebola, they were checking temperatures after that, and they still do. So it never stops. And for us to think that this will be the end of it, there won't be some other virus a year or two later or something else, we're only fooling ourselves. So the long answer to that is yes, I think this is going to be part of, you know, normal surveillance.
Fascinating stuff, Doctor. Welcome to the 21st century. Dr. William Yates, CEO of Chicago-based Yates Enterprises. If you're interested in any of these kinds of devices, yatesenterprise.com, yatesenterprise.com. We got news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in 2 minutes.